Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Literally anything goes, from the political to the personal. It's the Wednesday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you, including the bulletin board system with over 56,000 posts, over 900 users interacting. I think we're quickly approaching the 950 point, almost to 1,000. That's a pretty big deal for us. FreeTalkLive.com, bulletin board system, much, much more. All of it is free, so check it out.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can click at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. If we can get it in, we will, because this is the show about your calls, and when you make the calls, we go to them. So let's talk to George in D.C. TSA George, as a matter of fact.
You're
on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
what's
George?
Up?
Hey.
Hey, remember back 2 months ago, I was going to... I had that court date thing that I was, guess what, it was scheduled today. Remember the Adventures of Legal Man?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What were you scheduled to appear in court for? You have to refresh our memory.
A speeding ticket.
Ah, yes, and you were going to get in touch with Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, and
yeah, I got the thing the other day.
You got his script?
Yeah.
You got his traffic script?
Basically, it's a civil court script thing. I didn't really specifically mention traffic.
So we've been waiting to hear from somebody beyond Mark Stevens himself, somebody who's actually had the chance to apply his ideas in a courtroom. And of course, Mark certainly talks a good game about it, but obviously you want to hear from somebody who's a third party. And the basic concept of the questioning is you're going into court, you're facing a traffic fine, for instance, or some sort of civil penalty or whatever, and you come to court with a pre-filled out plea of guilty, and you tell the judge that you intend to sign the guilty plea as soon as you understand exactly what it is that, you know, it's going on. And so then you proceed to ask a series of questions, and the questions are basically designed to box the judge in and force him to either show that he's a violent thug or actually kick you out of the courtroom because you're making him so nervous with the questions that you're asking, he doesn't want to reveal basically that it's all a sham to everybody else in the courtroom. That's kind of the short version of what this is all about. You actually had a chance to attempt to apply it today.
Yeah.
Well, you're not calling us from jail, are you?
No.
Well, that's a good news.
Excellent.
How did it go? What happened?
I had mixed results with it, pretty much.
Interesting.
Well, yeah. Tell us the good and the bad.
Well, basically, the script we gave me, didn't seem to apply it really to traffic so much as just civil things. And in Virginia, there's civil court, criminal court, and then traffic court.
Right.
And I couldn't really enter a written plea. They want that thing verbal. When I was there, we had like 100 people in the courtroom, you know, like 100 defendants. Yeah, that's a lot.
Right, yeah. They don't want to spend a lot of time with each one of those defendants.
Shuffle them in, shuffle them out.
Yeah, basically, the bailiff and the judge are like, anything other than guilty, not guilty, or no contest when you play, like, they just call each one up, you stand up, and enter your plea, and that's all they want to hear. And if you say anything else, they want contempt of court.
Really? Wow.
Wow.
So at that point, I was like, okay, screw it. I said not guilty and just try to fight this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And so then about 3 hours later, that's how long it took.
God.
Yeah. I could tell with all the new construction going on there, I bet all of that came from just, you know, fines that they made.
Oh, so you got to actually take it to trial that same day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 3 hours later. And, I applied from what went there as best I could, and basically the judge found it entertaining.
Yeah, is that right?
He almost fell out of seat.
He was entertained by it.
But yeah, it's like basically I was going at word for word, I completely felt ridiculous trying to do this because most of it this didn't apply. Like, all right.
Yeah, I thought he had a traffic script. I'm surprised that he sent you that one.
Yeah,
interesting.
But between that and I noticed, it's like, no way this thing was working, and I did truthfully point out the officer did fail to ask for my registration, and, you know, and hoping that, you know, because it didn't follow, you know, the full procedure 100% to the T, mm-hmm. that I would get out. The judge wasn't pretty much in such a good mood. It was like, it didn't work, but it did at least cut the fine in half. I would have normally had to pay $130-something. I only had to pay $65.
Well, plus
partial success.
What did he charge you for the script, though?
Mark Stevens?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 50.
So you ended up ahead of the game a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. It saved me some money.
Well, maybe for next time, man. Maybe it'll work out differently. But I mean, interesting. So not exactly a totally negative experience, but not exactly
a
walk in the park.
Yeah, I want to completely shout out of the stab, but no, I did.
I'll have to ask Mark about that, because I swear he had a traffic script. Anyway, interesting, George. Anything else on your mind?
No, not anything I want to talk.
Did you quit your job yet?
Not yet. I wanted to, like I said, I wanted to do this as a government employee questioning the government. Remember?
Uh-huh.
You know, I wasn't going to do that yet. I'm still looking for other jobs. I'm not going to quit until I got another one lined up.
Sure, that makes sense. Very good, TSA George. Thanks for the time as always.
All right.
800-259-5791.
He's a good man, that George.
He is. I mean, that took a lot of huevos to go in there. And like he said, he was definitely nervous. He felt awkward doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And I can understand. He didn't actually have a traffic script. He had a civil script in a traffic court. So
I can imagine it was a little difficult.
Yeah. Well, anyway, interesting story. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian. Jason and Mammoth.
There is a bill coming up, and it's the Senate version of the Hate Amendment.
Hmm.
And basically, it's sponsored by the ADL, and it's on the website, truthtellers.org.
Okay, uh-huh.
And what's
it about?
Basically, it's to... the short of it is to kill free speech, plain and simple. Just another add-on to an already burgeoning government. Now I called up the members of the Republican. I called up the Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to try and put the brakes on this thing.
Right.
Because basically, certain words will be taboo. To say certain
really?
Topics would be taboo. In other words,
For everybody or for media people or what?
Well, I personally believe they're going to start off with the media people and then work their way down. But to me, I think free speech is very valuable in a society.
What are the penalties?
Now, I thought this federalized the hate crime stuff, that basically hate crimes were everywhere. I hadn't heard anything about this. I read didn't seem to say anything about making that certain words taboo, and I think you'd have a darn difficult time making certain words taboo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you the exact numbers, and you can look it up yourselves. It's HR.
Nobody's going to remember all that. Just post it on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com if you can.
I would just look at truthtellers.org because all the details.
All right,
are on
that's
there.
Enough of the plugs. Anything mm-hmm. else on your mind?
Okay, now what's on my mind is. Bush passing the Patriot Act is a very dangerous thing. And you know what? Free speech is very valuable. Freedom of movement, freedom of the press.
Sure.
I mean, First Amendment, Second Amendment.
Yeah. You don't have to tell us that. We agree.
And if these things go, then this country will be a dictatorship. And I don't want to see America become a dictatorship.
Well, at least you're standing up and doing something about it. You called your congressman, like that's going to have some effect, but maybe it made you feel a little bit better. I guess when this goes through, the only thing that you can do is say the words that are banned and refuse to adjust your vocabulary. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. By the way, that's the guy that always calls in advocating for closed borders. Didn't he just say he wanted freedom of movement? Huh? More coming back.
Maybe
Free Talk Live. This is your show.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining maintaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves if you make the call. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, what's
join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Literally dozens of ladies have taken the time to actually take a photograph of themselves proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. And that usually entails holding up some sort of signage that references the show or perhaps one of the personalities on the show. And then we take that picture, put it up on our website, and it's part of the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's not a beauty contest, ladies. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are involved in the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Speaking of ladies, we go to the phones to the fun to Shay in Utah. Shay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. It's actually a guy.
Oh, you fooled me. Shay is a man's name as well. I didn't know that.
It is.
It's all cool. Hey, I just want to tell you guys, I love this show. I've listened for a couple months now via podcast. Great,
excellent.
I love it.
Thank you.
Good.
Today I called my local AM radio stations around.
Yeah.
I got a reply back from a guy at KNRS in Salt Lake City. And I just wanted everyone in Salt Lake City that listens to your program to know to give KNRS a call or an email, something of that matter, because they said if they heard more feedback, like what I told them about the show today, that they would, you know, look into it a little bit further. But right now they're pretty happy with what they have.
Yeah, that's going to be you know, a general response. I mean, if something's working for a station, they're not going to want to just jump off of the ship that they're currently on and switch things. But you're absolutely right. If they start hearing from 5, 10, 15 people, I mean, that's a motivator for a program director.
Yeah, totally. So I just wanted to call in and get that out on the air. And
thank you. Very cool, Shay. Well, we hope to be on in Salt Lake City sometime soon, whether it be on that station or one of the others. I know there are a lot of talkers in your area. Actually, did you say you were in Salt Lake or just in Utah?
I'm in Utah. I'm near Salt Lake City, so.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So thank you for the effort, and stay tuned. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791.
At least trying to get everybody together.
Absolutely. I wish there was some better way beyond. I mean, he could always go post on the bulletin board system and ask for other Utah listeners to chime in with their experiences. Mm-hmm. But, man, we just have the best listeners.
Yeah, we do. He might have more luck with people he knows in Salt Lake City, because he already has one of the qualifiers taken down. He's trying to go down the qualifying route of people that listen to the show, but perhaps he could go to the qualifying route of people that live in Salt Lake City.
People I know, yeah. Sure. Like all of his friends that might be willing to do him a favor, that sort of thing.
It's a way to go.
Again, I just want to say, our listeners just continue to surprise me and just impress me with things they're willing to do for this show.
Die hard.
Yeah.
You know, I get it, because we're here every night, you know, and we're willing to do so much for the show and for freedom and that sort of thing.
And
so
we're not getting paid.
No.
Not right now.
One red cent.
It's been almost 3 years, gents. We're going to, like, almost on our 3-year anniversary.
We sort of got an insultingly low paycheck when we worked for Clear Channel.
Yeah, that's true. They did give us a very small stipend, which barely covered the gasoline to get to the studio.
We used to get free food, too.
That's nice. True.
Yeah.
We used to have free food.
How are we
going
to get a pizza joint to advertise or to give free pizza to a national show?
It could happen.
If we get,
I think we're better off getting advertisers to cover the
Yeah, that was back when we were in trouble. Like, we needed every cent we could get, basically. Mm-hmm. So anyway, thank you to everybody who has called their local talk stations, and if you haven't done it yet, just go to radio-locator.com, punch in your city and your state, and it'll give you a list of them. Pretty cool.
Yes, it will.
All right, enough of that shameless self-promotion. With that, we go to Jason. You've got a little shorty about Massachusetts. We actually had somebody call from Massachusetts.
I do have a shorty.
What's going on there?
Well, we're going to Boston, and the first in the nation, quote, cell phone bill of rights is up for debate today.
Yeah, baby, I've been looking for my cell phone bill of rights.
Hey, sounds great. There's a bill of rights in the Constitution.
I hope there's a cell phone bill of rights being put out by a company. That's what the little
doesn't look like it.
Oh, no.
Well, the bill would address common cell phone
companies
annoyances.
Don't write bills unless they're invoicing
no,
you.
No, they don't.
No, there's often things like this. I would just certainly imagine that
they wouldn't call it a bill.
Yeah, they would call it a bill of rights. I've heard this marketing on other things, and I can't come up with it before right now. But
the only time I've ever heard something bill of rights, it's always been the government healthcare bill of rights.
Nah, I've seen other stuff.
Okay, well, they love using that term, because whenever it says bill of rights, I mean, it's a guarantee that 100 people in the Senate are going to vote for it.
Oh yeah, workers' bill of rights.
Yeah, there's
all
one.
Right. Yeah, got to have that. Right. It seems like, since the original Bill of Rights, all the other Bill of Rights costs us the taxpayers, money.
And solely the good name, Bill of Rights.
They really
do.
True.
So what is this so-called Bill of Rights?
Because you don't have any right to anything that's mine. And that's really what's crazy here. Mm-hmm. If your quote-unquote Bill of Rights includes forcibly taking property from me, which means taxes, if it has anything to do with tax money, you don't have a right to it. Because tax money means the government gets to come, take money from me, take half that money, and then give, 60-75% of that money, and then give the remainder out however they see fit.
And even if it doesn't have to do with taxes, it may just be something as simple as telling you what you can or cannot do.
Which doesn't sound like the Bill of Rights I know.
Right. I mean, and obviously, in regards to things like cigarette bans, for instance, you've got a business. If you own the business, it's your property. They are telling you, there's not necessarily a big government program behind it. It's just they passed a law that says, businesses, you can't have smoking in your businesses anymore. Doesn't matter if you're a restaurant or an office building, no more. At least that's what they've done here in Florida and New York and California and several other states at this point. So, again, it doesn't necessarily have to involve taxes. It could just involve rules restricting your freedom. So what is this one going to do?
Well, it's going to address common cell phone annoyances, as they call it, by fixing dead zones, shortening contracts to 1 year, and offering bills customers can understand.
Fixing dead zones. Now, that seems to me to be something that the cell phone companies... Yeah, it seems to me that the cell phone companies want to do that anyway.
Maybe.
For the most part. I mean, if it's in a city and
they
want to
do it, but what really the issue is it financially worth it to them? If, you know, also, is our company solvent enough to take care of this?
Well, yes, I would think that the biggest issue is city regulations. I mean, as far as try going and putting up a cell phone tower in your city. Okay, if you live out in the middle of the boondocks, you could probably get away with it. Nobody ever know about it. But if you live in a city and you want to place a cell tower, you have to get permission from the property owner, first of all, and that's understandable. But at the same time, you're going to have to deal with the zoning department. You're going to have to deal with the city planning office. And I would guess that if there is, for instance, if in Boston there are dead zones, it probably has more to do with the city's rules than anything else. Seriously. Because if you're a property owner, let's just say you own a bank building downtown, and it's one of the taller buildings in the area. Well, Sprint comes to you and says, Mr. Manwich, we have a dead zone in this area of town, and if we could put an antenna on top of your building, we would be able to solve this problem. And you'd say, of course, well, what's in it for me? And Sprint would say, well, X amount of dollars a month. And then X would be adjusted to the point where you both agree on it.
Yes.
And you'd have a cell phone tower on your building. Wouldn't cost you anything. They'd maintain it. They'd take care of it. And you'd get it a little bit of check. You get a check every month for it.
And psychic powers. And you could meet Christopher Walken.
I like that.
Good deal.
So then the next element here is shortening contracts to 1 year. Oh, great. Super. So now I can't commit myself longer than that. Oh, yeah, and making contracts understandable. Are you just calling everybody stupid?
It certainly seems that way.
They are.
I think that's exactly what they're doing. 800-259-5791. They're basically saying that, oh, you little citizens, you don't understand these contracts. We need to make things simple. And if people were demanding simple contracts, they'd get them from the marketplace. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Driving down the highway, burger, cola, and fries on the side. Uh-oh, looks like your snack in hand is now underfoot. When I come back, I'll give you tips on removing stains.
Bobby Lycos here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Wipe that ketchup off your nose. Now, if your carpets look like a calico cat or a Jason Pollock painting, here are some surefire ways to tackle common stains. Chewing gum. Harden with an ice cube, then scrape away with a dull knife. Ketchup. Remove any excess, blot with a water-soaked rag, then scrub stain with a mild detergent. Soda. Sop with a damp sponge, then pour plenty of warm water and remove excess liquid. Repeat as necessary. And for dessert, ice cream. Sponge with cold water, then rub with a mild solvent. Now your carpets are so clean you could eat off them. Now, about that T-shirt, I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The archives are there. Last 6 days, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we go back further than 6 days. If you scroll down past day six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they will provide you with literally months worth of the show, all of it for free, freetalklive.com. So, Jason, you're telling us about the cell phone Bill of Rights.
I am.
Being proposed in, of all states, Massachusetts. And just run down the basic features of the cell phone Bill of Rights.
Basic features. It's going to fix, well, it's purported to fix dead zones, shorten contracts to 1 year, and offer bills customers can understand because customers are idiots.
Yeah, that's what the politicians are saying. You guys just don't get it. You can't handle these contracts, so we're going to step in and make everything easy for you. We'll just make your whole life, we'll just protect you from birth to death. Like you were saying, man, why don't we just put people in padded rooms for their whole lives?
Yeah. We know how you folks don't like to read. We'll just do all the thinking for you.
You know, you're right.
There is a point here, is that it seems like some people are just gullible enough to sign the craziest, stupidest contracts.
Yeah, well, they should be free to sign those contracts and then learn from their mistakes.
I don't doubt that. I'm just claiming, right. You know, maybe it's because the government's been holding our hand on a lot of issues
probably
for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You just sort of like, oh, well, this couldn't be an unfair contract, could it?
Well, it's like Jason.
The cell phone companies couldn't be a hell of a lot like the mafia, could they? Because they damn sure are.
Jason was being a little sarcastic when he said you can't read. But I think there was a real kernel of truth in there. I think a lot of people these days, we've seen the statistics from kids graduating high school, their government high schools, they're functionally illiterate. I mean, they may be able to read, but nothing bigger than USA Today as far as their the reading level that they can comprehend.
Oh, I loathe USA Today.
I mean, I love my fiance, but she doesn't like to read either. I mean, it's just the culture that kids have been raised in. Mm-hmm. Television's so easy.
I didn't like it at one point, and I was. By the way, television's been around some time.
I understand that, but not in the same way it is in the past. It has been in the past 20 years.
You know, I don't think so. I think
five
I was
channels before.
I think I was raised on television as much as the next guy.
Okay.
You know, we had Saturday morning cartoons. When we got home, you know, there was that channel that had the cartoons then. There was lots of things that I wanted to see as a kid, and at no point did I not want to be in front of the television. It didn't matter that there were only five channels.
Did your parents read to you? Did you have...
When I was a like child.
Was it encouraged that you read in your house as you were growing up?
At my school, it was encouraged. And
yeah, that's no good. Whatever my school told me to do, I just made a point of not doing it.
I really picked up a book until I was like 16, and I might have got through The Clan of the Cave Bear, I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't think I picked up another one until I was like 18. Besides, this is of my own volition.
I'm
not talking about book reports or anything. And then, you know, I read The Sea Wolf by Jack London and loved it.
Right.
And just continued to read and read and read, and, you know, I've read hundreds of books. I don't know, maybe thousands. I can't imagine thousands.
But before then, it was Little Manwich watching Gene Autry, The Singing Cowboy.
No, it wasn't that old.
All right, let's go to the phones to the fun. Matthew in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
My fellow friendly, wacky porcupines, how are you doing?
Yes, greetings.
Good,
quite
sir.
Well.
All right.
How are things in the People's Republic?
Well, I'm feeling more secure in my cell phone usage as we speak.
Oh yeah, now they have legislated dead zones out of existence. The entire state of Massachusetts will be covered with cell phone connections.
I love my cell phone service. I have no problem with it. I am a big fan of Sprint.
Did they take advantage of you?
Politicians are like the good fairy. You know, they now there'll be no more dead zones.
I can't understand. And that, you know, I've never even heard of this cell phone bill of rights. And
well, it's fresh news.
It must be. And it's just, you know, it's another example of the kind of mentality here in Massachusetts and in California, from what I understand, in New Jersey, mm-hmm. where it's something bad is happening, and get the government right involved. You know,
that's right. I don't even know if this is...
I don't think there's anything bad happening.
Right. I think this is pretty much some politician, you know, jumping out in front of a parade saying, we need less dead zones, even though he knows, he must know, whoever's proposing this must know that the cell phone companies are working towards that as we speak. So that way he can, you know, 5 years down the road or, you know, when re-election time's coming up, say, look, since we passed this bill to eliminate dead zones, the dead zones have gone away. I mean, it would be something that the government could actually point to as though they had something to do with it. When
it is genius,
they were already going away.
This has got to be Barney Frank. This sounds like a Barney Frank scheme to me.
It's actually Janet Barrios.
Oh, it's a lady.
Oh, okay.
That ain't a lady.
Sorry,
she's a representative. Wouldn't be surprised if it was Barney, though.
Yeah, but it's... I said... Barney. I should have, I sounded like a New Englander or something, but,
gotcha.
Yeah, but, no, it sounds, it just sounded like one of those socialist things that,
thank goodness the industry is saying they're going to fight the bill. They say the regulation isn't necessary because the industry is so competitive and it already has to adjust to consumer demands, which is absolutely the case.
Of course. There's so much competition in cell phones.
I love cell phones.
Yeah, my bill is, $25 a month.
How much taxes?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's tax, but that's...
Well, I mean, seriously, down here, I don't know what it's like in Massachusetts. I can't imagine it's much better, but down here on a $49 phone bill, on a cell phone bill, you're going to pay at least $15 in taxes.
Oof, disgusting.
Well, but I looked at it, a big chunk of that is taxes, but, you know...
Also, 25 is your total.
Yeah, 25 is my total.
Probably like 15 and 10, I would guess, 15 for the bill or... Something like that.
But there's a chunk of taxes in there.
Yeah, that's the worst part. That's seriously the worst part about the cell phone industry is the taxes that are laid on them. I mean, they're oppressively bad. But the competition is just amazing. I heard an ad on the radio, and I don't remember what the company was. I haven't actually had a cell phone in about a year or so because I don't need one anymore. But, and man, this ad almost made me want to go out and buy one because it was like $40 a month for unlimited long distance.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, they're just going crazy with the competition. Any other comments for us, Matthew?
But go, if you get a chance, everyone who's listening to this, watch John Stossel Goes to Washington.
Watch that? It's not exactly easily accessible.
You just look online. There's a website that hosts it, and you can download it off the website. I can't remember what it is right now. I'll post it on the BBS.
Way cool. That's an excellent video. I've seen that. I highly recommend it.
Excellent. And if you ever get a chance to watch it, it goes into great detail on all the taxes that you spend just by getting up in the morning and running your faucet.
Yeah, flipping on the light switch and stuff mm-hmm. like that. It's a brilliant brilliant show. And, of course, actually, I would just recommend anything by John Stossel. But thanks for the call, Matthew. 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791, to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Howdy, folks.
Hey,
Dennis.
So about this cell phone bill of rights, I tell you, it's just a replay. I would point anybody interested in freedom, especially economic freedom, mm-hmm. to Milton Friedman, who is my personal patron saint.
Okay.
He talks in his book, Free to Choose, which is a very good book to read, about how this kind of thing happens all the time.
Meaning politicians jumping out in front of a parade, or what?
Government gets in bed with any number of businesses to make it better. They ask the businesses to regulate themselves. The businesses get entrenched, and then it becomes impossible for newcomers to come in and give you really new, interesting, different services like voice over IP.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. Hang on. 800-259-5791. It's an interesting point I'd like to explore a little further. Of course, you can call in about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there. The broadband version of the show, dial-up version, they're totally free. freetalklive.com. So we go back to the phones, because this is the show about your calls, to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Now, Dennis, can you just recap what you were talking about with, I guess, Murray Rothbard and what it was you were discussing before the break? Because we didn't really have much time to get into it.
Dennis, we're talking about the cell phone bill of rights. And this falls exactly into what Nobel Prize winner Milton Friedman calls the business community's suicidal impulse.
What does that mean?
What it means is someone in the government decides that there's something either wrong with some product or service or right that could be better about some product and service. And so what they do is they get a bunch of people from industry, meaning a few of the very large providers in that area, and they get them to help draft a law. So what happens is these largest people, the oligarchs, get to put government force behind. Well, a classic example is, this happened in the 1970s, it was decided it would be a really good thing to stop babies from burning, right?
Right.
It's for the children. So they
do babies burn a lot? I'm sorry, what?
You wouldn't think it happens very often. But
are they self-immolating in the hospital?
they passed a law requiring a particular flame retardant to be put in all baby clothing, because you don't want your baby to burn, right?
Of course not.
Now, of course, it was determined years later that the particular flame retardant that was required by law may cause cancer in a few unfortunate people. So there you go. In this
which death is preferable, the long drawn out death or death by fire?
And of course, the point being that in a case like this with the cell phones, it's not so much preventing something bad from happening as much as, geez, wouldn't it be better if all the cell phones had better coverage and let's get those bad business people to give us more coverage is how they sell it to the public. And then how they sell it to the industry is, hey, let's you guys regulate this and you'll get to determine what the rules are. It's like this unholy marriage. But what ends up happening is now you've got government force controlling industry. It totally prevents new players with new innovative ideas that can totally shake the foundation from even
getting
on the playing field.
That's why they do it. That's why the industry gets into it, because they want to prevent the new players. They want to prevent the newbies. In the case of the cell phone bill, the industry is opposing it. But what
the industry is shaking in its shoes because the industry is scared S-less over voice over IP.
Mm.
So, I mean, basically, if everybody has internet connection and it's wireless, and it's approximately free or maybe pennies per minute to call anywhere on Earth from wherever you are, it's the worst nightmare for AT&T.
Voice over IP is more of a threat to the landline service providers than it is the cell phone service providers, at least for now. Because
well,
the cell
maybe
phone
for
providers...
the next year or two, but have you heard of something called WiMAX?
I have not, no.
Nor have I.
It is basically like Wi-Fi 802.11b,
yes.
But it works over multiple miles, not multiple meters.
Really?
Now, how does the computer communicate backward with the WiMAX?
Basically, it's just
now, this
like
is
a,
Google, right? Google's pushing
WiMAX? It's just over a wireless, like if you have, I don't know, your wireless laptop or whatever. It's just a standard that happens to work over a couple of miles and over instead of a short range like a hotspot.
Huh. Well, but your laptop has to come back to it. That's what I don't quite get.
Well, you don't plug your laptop into a phone modem anymore, right, if you have a wireless connection.
I do not. I have a Wi-Fi connection.
If you have a Wi-Fi connection, you don't plug it into a phone jack, right?
Right.
Same deal with this new standard that's being rolled out. It's still, you know, in the early phases, but I tell you, some of the internet companies and some of the voice over IP companies are behind this majorly, right?
Sure.
You put up a couple of towers in the metropolitan area, which blankets the entire area with wireless internet capability.
Sounds cool. Who's paying for them?
Sounds like Google's going to.
Well, I don't have any idea, but for example, you have eBay just bought Skype because Skype was a voice over IP type company.
Right.
All you need is a mobile headset that is, you know, mobile handset type thing that is wirelessly connected to the internet.
You're right. You know, times, they definitely are changing.
I'd say within 5 years, I see no reason for cell phone companies to exist anymore, at least not...
Companies could also get competitive in the new industries as well. I mean, they certainly have infrastructure. They certainly have towers out and about. So, I mean, they I think, would be a prime competitor in this new wireless world.
Of course, they didn't have to compete because the government was already pretty much freezing the landscape.
And what you're pointing out, and that's an excellent point, because this happens in so many industries. I mean, any industry where there's licensing and regulation, they've pretty much frozen the landscape, as you put it, because the old guard is in charge. The businesses that have been established, they've been around for a long time. They are helping set the rules. They're usually running the restaurant board and all of the other boards out there that make suggestions for new laws. And it's exactly as you said, Dennis. They pass laws to prevent people from getting into their industry.
Don't even get me started on health care. That's like the mother of all unholy marriages.
Well, we'll have to get you started some other day. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259.
Flooding up there.
The mother
terrible
of all
flooding.
Unholy marriages. Oh, my.
Yeah, Keene, New Hampshire is like under 2 feet of water right now.
Yes.
They had some crazy rain up there, I guess, over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
All over the Northeast. Apparently, there have been something like 20 deaths recorded.
No way. Are you serious? I heard that FEMA is rolling into town today.
Oh, no.
Up in New Hampshire, and I know the New Hampshire Freedom Movement, the New Hampshire Underground, they just finished up a FEMA flag burning about a week or two ago. So I'm sure they're going to be on their case. Hopefully they're going to, I don't know, follow FEMA around and make sure they don't mess with too many people. We'll keep you up to date as we hear things. 1-800-259-5791. Mark, we're going to have to ask you to hang on. Mark wants a non-plug plug, whatever that means. We'll find out coming up. 800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got plenty of time left here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So take control of the show. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show toll-free if you make the call, 1-800-259-5791. Calls just haven't stopped so far tonight. 800-259-5791. And that's the way we like it. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Let's return to the phones here momentarily. But first, we need to remind you to go vote for Free Talk Live. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com. We are currently, I believe, the number two podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. We were number one for several days this month. We could be number one again with your help. Vote.freetalklive.com. If you've already done it, tell some friends and have them do it as well. Let's go to Mark in Colorado. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, dude?
Well, I want to tell you first, I'm not affiliated with Mary Ruart or with the Advocates for Self-Government.
Ah, yes.
Or with Amazon, but I am affiliated with Freedom.
Indeed.
Okay, and what I want to do, I want to tell everybody tonight, this is a plug, but I don't get anything out of it.
Okay.
And I think it's really important for Freedom.
We had talked about this just before the show, and we were like, how are we going to fit it in? Didn't really make sense, so please go ahead.
It's a perfect excuse to
do this. Okay. I sent you an email with the link, but I can also tell people what the link is online and possibly put it on the board, although I'm not subscribed.
Is it a long link? Or?
No, it's a very short link, actually.
Okay. Okay.
It's www.ruart.com/ruart. Yes, .com/Amazon.
Oh, that is pretty easy.
Right, and Amazon is capitalized here. I don't know if it's important.
Okay, sometimes that is.
Okay, now what the deal
What's
is...
What's going on, yeah?
...is she's promoting her book, Healing Our World, which is fairly popular in liberty circles.
I must say it's one of the three best books that I've ever read.
Right, and today only, this is why it's kind of a time-sensitive issue. If people go to that link and order through that link, You get all kinds of freedom-oriented freebies, and the most important part is the more people that do it, the higher she goes on the possible Amazon bestseller list.
Very cool.
If she makes the bestseller list, it's the same situation as you guys. The reason I found you guys is because you were on the podcast most viewed list.
Yes.
And more people are introduced to freedom, and since
absolutely.
I'm not affiliated, I figured that was a pretty good non-plug plug.
Very cool.
Indeed.
In fact, I love the book. And the coolest thing about Mary Ruart is when her sister died, which was tragic, and she explains what happened in her book. But one of her sister's wishes was that she, Mary, make her book available to everybody. And so she did. She put her entire book online at ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. We've got a link to it on our links page at freetalklive.com. You can actually read the 90s edition of the book in its entirety for free on the website, and that way, I mean, if you're kind of out there thinking, well, yeah, Mark likes it, Ian likes it, these guys like this book, I'm not sure, maybe can I check it out? Yeah, you can read the entire 90s edition, decide if it's something you like, and then go and purchase, as you're suggesting, Mark, purchase the updated 2001 edition, which has, like, 60% more stuff in it. It's, you know, been updated.
60% more stuff!
It's been updated, new statistics, new facts, new information. It's
attacks,
just,
tyranny, and despotism!
I have read both books and both versions, and it's fantastic. So great call, Mark.
Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
One other thing that I thought was kind of cool, they got the $25, you order over $25 and you get free shipping.
That's true.
I took the opportunity to buy the Claire Wolf Freedom Outlaws Handbook, which is a great book.
Oh, we're going to be talking about that next week. Actually, I just finished reading that. Claire Wolf's The Freedom Outlaws Handbook, 179 Things to Do Until the Revolution. We're going to be reviewing that on the air 1 week from today. So thanks for the call, Mark. Good hearing from you. 800-259-5791. How coincidental. I swear we didn't set that call up.
Really? The guy's stealing all our thunder is what he's doing.
We're coming back. Hour two coming up.
Keep him off the air.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a